tonight's program is brought to you by the Foundation for Good Fist Bumps and the Rainbow Association for Bumping Without. What is it, Jerry? The Rainbow Foundation for Bumping Without Prejudice. It's JJGI Radio.
Live from Houston, Texas, it's JJHI Radio. Tonight,
Professor Morty Belcher
and
your calls.
And we take your calls at 210-888-9198. And now, your host, Jeffrey James Head.
Thank you, everyone. Thank you, George Lowe, for that intro. JJHI Radio is live and back in your ear holes this evening. Been a violent evening tonight. I swear, on the road, on the drive home, I have not seen that much lightning. I was waiting to be taken into hell or heaven. It really is good to be back here this evening. We continue to take your calls at 210-888-9198 despite all this violent weather here in Houston, Texas. Yes, Houston, Texas, asshole. That's what I said. I have a great program for you tonight. We're going to be talking about the cultural phenomenon of fist bumping, the art form of it, the history of it. I've got Professor Morty Belcher here on the program this evening. A hell of a get for us. Real news headlines in your calls. It's going to be a good one tonight, folks. We worked very hard on this one for you, so stay tuned.
This is George Lowe inviting you to become part of the discussion at jjheadinterests.com. Stay tuned for more informative and disturbing moments right here on JJHI Radio.
For your special someone.
Oh, yeah.
Come to Tom's. Tom's has it all. Whether it's box dried goods or her favorite detergent, Tom's won't let you down. And guys, don't forget the sexiest selection of produce in Lansing. This week only, buy two cucumbers and select Dove chocolate items at half off. Getting off of work, you want a party? Bring the team down for $5 dances and shrimp all day at $6.50 a pound. Because at Tom's, everybody scores big. Fellas, sick of not having the right gift for your special...
Real news headlines. Oh, welcome back for Real News Headlines. Dateline Mobile Mobile. Dateline Mobile, Alabama. Local Amazon fulfillment center worker Cletus B. Rasmuth declares he's lost his last tooth. Mr. Rasmus was marrying Clementine Rasmus in 2 months, noting that he would have the tooth gold-plated and fixed to a wedding band. The Republican National Committee has condemned the recent FBI incursion on former Donald Trump's Mar-a-Lago home office this week. Surprise there. They condemn it as a blatant infringement on the committee's standing 7:30 tea time. Wow. House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy laments that this is one more example of Democrats' war on golf, a sport focused on the environment and the preservation of women's opportunities as snack cart girls. And finally tonight, Michigan State Trojans unveiled their new football helmet design depicting two men in traditional Trojan uniforms engaged in male love. The new logo is touted as a more inclusive and accurate depiction of Trojan warriors in antiquity and is believed to be a big confidence builder going into the 2022 football season. I'm JJ Head, and these are real news headlines. Stay tuned.
Attention baseball fans, come cheer on your SLCC Jetpacks as they take on the CSN Cabinets Friday and Saturday afternoon, August 12th and 13th at the corner of 90th South and Banger Highway. Tickets available at the gate. Gate time is 1 p.m. Friday, August 12th and 12 p.m. Saturday, August 13th.
It's GGHI Radio. And we're back here on the program. Hope you enjoyed those real news headlines. But now it's time for something a little more interesting than that here on JJ Head Interest Radio. GGHI Radio. You're listening to us on the live stream on jjheadinterest.com. Did you know this program is a podcast as well? It most certainly is. You can subscribe there through the website by clicking on I Want My Damn Podcast Now. That's pretty easy, right? Also available on Spotify. But not on Apple Podcasts. We don't support fascism here. This program is being live streamed from a Mac computer, so thank you, Steve Jobs, wherever you may be. But enough of that, folks. Professor Morty Belcher joining us this evening. He's written a paper entitled A Bump in the Road, Fist Bumping for Longevity. It can be read at the National Institute of Science webpage at nationalinstituteofscience.org. Morty Belcher, welcome to the program.
JJ, thank you. It's really great to be here. I don't get to do this sort of thing very often.
And you know, we've really limited, I think, intellectual discussion here at the program, just in general, because testing the waters with my listeners is a risk-filled concept, but we're happy to have you this evening on the program.
No, I understand. It's not really a topic that a lot of people gravitate towards, so
sure.
Again, it's just really great to be here. Thanks.
Well, we're hoping they definitely gravitate here tonight with us, and we're very pleased to introduce this topic as one actually more nuanced, it would appear, than most would know. Your paper, again, A Bump in the Road, Fist Bumping for Longevity, available at nationalinstitutesofscience.org. My first question to you, as we just mentioned, this topic might be considered to be mundane, but I find it fascinating. And I'm curious what experiences drew you in to wanting to study this subject.
Oh, well, if I could just also add, the Journal of Anthropological Research is another place you can find the article.
Thank you.
Of course. Yeah, so that's a good question. I actually was fortunate enough to have my first son recently, and he was actually born without hands. And with everything going on with the pandemic, we're starting to teach our kids how to perform the fist bump, as a substitute for the handshake. And of course, here I am with, a three-year-old that obviously can't do that. And as an anthropologist, this just got the wheels turning.
I can imagine. So that experience of being blessed with a child, slightly different. Congratulations with that.
Thank you.
What is the child's name?
Oh, he's also Morty.
Morty Jr.
Family.
Good old Morty Jr. Well, there's a lot of great prospects out there for Morty. So in terms of putting the paper together, was that a fairly simple process, or were there times you had struggled?
Well, there's certainly a lot of struggle involved. I actually collaborated on the article with Dr. Tulowitz Borshak, who's a renowned professor of kinesiology
sure.
at Rice University.
Uh-huh.
And the process was not terribly different than any other research undertaking. Lots of late nights and lots of strong whiskey, shall we say.
I can imagine. What's your bottle of choice?
I like good old Jack Daniels.
What's good about it?
It passes the time, numbs the pain.
Mm-hmm. Every time I open a bottle of Jack Daniels, I think about the trash cans I used to have to empty at the local bar I had worked at for many years. So, yeah, no, a lot of nostalgia there with Jack Daniels. So let's get into the bump. Is there a right way, a wrong way to properly fist bump, and when is it appropriate?
Yeah, absolutely. So those are good questions.
I know. Thank you.
If I could just. I like to start off explaining to people, first of all, what the fist bump is.
Sure.
It's a gesture performed by two participants.
Two.
A closed fist, that's right, and with one hand, and they lightly tap the front of their fist together. And a participant's fist may either be vertically oriented or horizontally oriented. So unlike the handshake, which is typically performed with each participant's right hand, a fist bump can actually be performed with either hand. The way the bump is oriented is sort of the crux of my article that I published. So I'm sure that we can go down that further, but that's basically the fist bump.
I'm looking here in the fourth paragraph of the paper you had written. You mentioned that if there is a deviation from the standard mechanics, that often that could be perceived as an invitation to a gross sexual gesture. Is that correct?
In some societies, that is correct. There is a somewhat popular sex act called the Eiffel Tower,
Sure. And, we're familiar with that. Yep.
And so in this particular act, two males typically perform what is also known as a pit roast.
Mm-hmm.
They will then high-five each other. And so in some French societies, they actually use the fist bump to signal this sexual act because it actually is a substitute for the high five. So it's sort of like a cheeky way of or sort of a disguised way of indicating that they want to perform this act.
Sure, an invitation.
Exactly.
Right. And I've found that certainly in the last time I went to Paris during Bastille Day, a lot of fist bumping going on. And I didn't really put two fists and two fists together and make that association, but now it's starting to become clear. In places like Germany, I think a fist bump might mean something completely different entirely, correct?
Yeah, usually that's, my car's broken, and I locked my dog in the car, and I really need a hand here.
A hand?
One hand, yeah.
One hand only.
That's how the Germans perceive that.
Yeah. I see. And let's go back to the pit roast or spit roast, as it's called in the United States. A fist bump in this situation, while it being a celebratory gesture or an invitation here on the fifth paragraph I'm seeing, it's also a responsible way for adults to avoid infection. Now,
yeah.
After the recent troubles, I would imagine the popularization of this, became more apparent?
Yes, absolutely. So the fist bump actually came about in our culture, in the Western culture, around the 50s, 40s mm-hmm. to 50s. It definitely went through a struggle, if you will. But recently, it's become popular once again because of the state of rather the infectious disease transmission rate being nearly twice the handshake is nearly transfers twice as many bacteria as a high five, which actually transfers twice as many bacteria as the fist bump.
So interesting.
The fist bump is the lowest gesture that produces the lowest transmission rate.
Fascinating. Professor Belcher, I'd like to really drive this in kind of a different direction, if you'd let me. I'm curious when the first recorded fist bump was discovered. It was this recent? Is this, found in a cave somewhere, in Northern Europe? What is the origin in the first recorded fist bump?
So this is an interesting question.
I know.
The first recorded fist bump would probably be a famous match between boxer Cassius Clay and Brent Fortitude. The two can be seen just touching gloves at the beginning of the contest, which has
sure.
now become a tradition ever since. And this is typically perceived as the first fist bump. And fist bump is the word that they used in these boxing groups. So it was very underground for a long time. However, boxing itself became very popular around that time.
And so, that's just fist bumping, for instance, as sport.
Yes, boxing.
Right.
The sport of fist bumping didn't come around until much later.
I see you.
Yeah.
And what is the future of fist bumping in your mind?
Well, if we're talking about Western society, I think that fist bumping will eventually eclipse all other types of greeting gestures. I don't think we're going to see the handshake in the future. I mean, I'm talking 30 years down the road.
Sure.
We're just becoming a very bacteria-conscious society. Obviously, the pandemic has really exacerbated that, and I think we're looking at a paradigm change.
Going back to the boxing component here of the research, you did bring a clip on the program. If you could, I'd like to share this with my audience and just kind of get your analysis.
Yeah, I'd love that. Can I just
if you want to set it up, go right ahead.
Sure. Yeah. So the reason I brought this to you is because, as I mentioned, the fist bump, it sort of has had a turbulent past. It was introduced in the boxing world, very underground. And then, as you'll see in this clip, the fist bump really took a hit, if you will, and became regarded as dangerous and reckless. If you could play that clip, that would be great.
We'll go to the clip.
Now that, ladies and gentlemen, is what you call a fist bump.
Definitely a fist bump. So just break it down for us what we're hearing there.
Sure, yeah. So for your listeners, we're seeing these two boxers throwing haymakers at each other, which, if your listeners aren't aware, it's a wild punch, wild but powerful,
right,
looping swing of a punch. And we see their fists gliding at full force. And then we see both fighters' ulna bone, which is one of the two bones in the forearm, actually breaking free from the forearm.
Right.
In what's known as a compound fracture.
Sure.
Where the bone penetrates the skin. So, following this, the commentator calls this a fist bump, which we know, of course, to be false. Regardless, this event was seen around the world. It was really boxing's big break. Millions of people watched, and you have to understand that the fist bump was only talked about in small groups, so it was really a niche thing. And so this was sort of the debut of the fist bump. So people were horrified and didn't want to have anything to do with the fist bump.
I would imagine.
Held a stick for a long time.
Yeah, and being off-put by something like that, to me, is not an uncommon thing. You see a bone protruding after a successful connection between two fists. And some people might get physically sick looking at that. So that makes sense to me. It really does.
Absolutely.
So I think we're going to open the lines up for some calls here fairly soon. 210-888-9198 is the number to call, folks, this evening. If you have a question for Professor Belcher here in regard to fist bumping and perhaps any other related fisting questions you might have. We're going to be right back here on the program. Stay tuned. Again, 210-888-9198 to join us here. Professor, please stick with us. It's JJHI Radio.
Thank you. Hey, dude, what kind of phone do you got? You'll never get any chicks with that.
You need Boost Mobile, the fastest 12G network in the universe. That's more G's than an F-18 fighter jet can pull, bro. What? Texting decent pics at the speed of sound. Embarrass yourself at the speed of light. Boost Mobile, bro. You'll never reproduce. You'll never reproduce.
You're never gonna reproduce.
And we're back here on the program, JJHI Radio, here with Professor Belcher talking about fist bumping. We're taking your calls here at 210-888-9198. We have our first caller this evening. Welcome to the program.
Hi, JJ. It's good to be here. My name is Greg. I'm calling from Fort Wayne, Indiana.
Thanks, Greg.
And I had a call because I'm part of an organization, Dads Against Fist Bumping.
Okay.
And we stand in solidarity with our fists in the air against fist bumping. We all know that this country has a strong history of fist bumping, and it's been destructive.
Okay.
Over 3,200 deaths occur each year as a result of fist bumps. And I just wanted to take this time to have a man-to-man chat with your caller and ask,
my caller,
when will we see some accountability?
Yes.
Sorry, your guest.
Yes.
When can we see some accountability from the fist bumping community for all of these incidents?
Okay, so our caller here is asking about accountability and ultimately whether or not fist bumping is safe, is responsible. Is that correct?
Well, we know it's not safe. And in my opinion, it is irresponsible. Mm-hmm. I think that there should be laws in place to prevent fist pumping.
Bumping, yes.
That's right. And whether that means outlawing the act or outlawing fist altogether, I don't know what the answer is, but I know that something needs to be done.
Okay, I understand. Thank you for your caller. Professor, if you would like to chime in on there, kind of about...
I would love to. In fact, is your caller still on the line?
I believe so. Yeah, I believe so. Yeah,
I would really like to debate this because I can't tell you how many emails I receive from the Dads Against Fist Bumping community. And frankly, it's irresponsible. It's in some cases slanderous against me.
Sorry, you're saying that their organization is irresponsible and slanderous. Do I have that right?
Yeah, they're spreading misinformation.
Okay. And what would you propose that they do? Cease and desist, or take it somewhere else, or maybe you want to take it outside?
How about get an education?
Wow.
How about read a book?
Mm-hmm.
So I know where these statistics are coming from. He says 3,200 deaths are responsible, is responsible
in injuries. 3,200
okay,
injuries.
Okay, you want to know where those come from?
Please, enlighten
those come
me.
Those come from the little sideshow involved with those face-slapping contests that have become wildly popular. Also doing a thing called fist-bumping, where they just see if they can hit each other's knuckles in a haymaker, just like what we saw in that boxing clip. And that's not how you fist bump.
Wow. Caller, what do you say to that?
Well, I mean, sure, there's maybe a right way and a wrong way to do it, but where are the measures in place to decide when and where and how a fist bump can be done? We can't trust the youth of America to understand the dangers of fist bumping before they've reached a mature age. I myself was involved in a very heinous fist bumping incident when I was in high school.
And who's going to teach them? You or the professor? Is my question.
Well, I think it's going to take more than just one or two men's actions to eradicate this issue from, you know, the entire planet. We've got to come together and come to some sort of unification and understand that what really matters is the children.
Well, of course the children matter, but you're suggesting that fist bumping in general is inappropriate, dangerous, irresponsible, and whatever other adjective you might have. I think it's a bit extreme, and moreover, I don't think it really has any merit. Thank you, caller, for the call. You know, we've got some more. It looks like we've got another call right here. Professor, if you'd like to just briefly speak to the last caller to rebut, and we'll take this next call.
Thank you, JJ. Look, even if the 3,200 deaths that your caller mentioned was...
He said injuries.
Sure. Yeah. But let's say that those were all caused by properly performed fist bumps, which obviously is impossible.
Absolutely.
Think about the millions of people who have been saved by not transferring infectious diseases.
Completely agree. Yeah.
Is there no balance to this scale?
Well, and a scale is a tool of measurement, is it not? So measuring the pros, cons, safe, you know, approach to doing it the right way, the right context, the right time, the delivery. What are your intentions? Defining all these are important. And I think parents need to take a hard line and a stance of how they're going to educate their kids to responsibly fist bump. We've got another caller here on the program. Welcome to the program, caller.
Yes. Jeff ahead. This is Mark McCock. I'm calling from the Handshake Preservationist Vernacular, what known as HPV, and I'm sick of this perverse research done by the professor, and I'm outraged, and I believe that the handshake is a part of the foundation of our society. And we are here to make sure that it's preserved for our children's children. And this professor, if this is what you can call him, is really breaking the foundation of this society. Our country was founded on secret handshakes and secret societies, and this is undoing the fabric of our society. And I want to know, how does he feel about his hand and this destruction?
You know, Professor, a lot to unpack there. I think we could start probably in terms of, you know, the history, you know, the secret handshake, everything done with a handshake and a deal, you know, in the United States. What is the symbol of agreement and brotherhood? You're saying that the fist bump is a more sanitary and progressive way of doing that. Do I have that right?
Yes, that's right. Sure. So, Mr. McCock, I believe it was.
That's correct.
You know, as an anthropologist, I definitely appreciate wanting to preserve these traditions. I get that, and I understand the outrage, but, you know, we don't use horse and buggies anymore.
Fair point.
I mean, it's time to leave the handshake behind. We can move on from the handshake. It's going to be okay. There are just too many advantages to the handshake, and, you know, as far as, like, forming new traditions for secret societies, trust me, there are plenty.
I would imagine.
Yes, there is a subsect of the Crossbones society. I think you might correct me if I'm wrong here on the
it's
name.
It's the
there,
Skull but, and Bones. The Skull and Bones.
That's right. That's the Skull and Bones Society. There's a subsect that actually touch anal glands as their form of secret breeding. So, I mean, people get creative.
I would imagine.
And I don't think that a handshake, the most ubiquitous gesture for forever, you know, I don't think secret societies are going to be really left in the lurch because we've taken away the handshake.
Well, they certainly are never accused of being uncreative, you know. Mark, if you would, the Handshake Preservationist Vernacular, or HPV, what are your thoughts about spreading the message of HPV all around this good nation? Do you intend to do that one handshake at a time, or what are your thoughts?
Oh, yeah. Well, Mr. Professor, I can tell you that HPV will be in your face. HPV will be wherever you are, always following you, making sure that the HPV values continue from generation to generation.
Well, it appears that they're very tenacious bunch over there at Handshake Preservationist Vernacular. Thanks for the call.
JJ, I would actually, if you could put us in contact after the show, I would love to set up a town hall, some kind of, you know, platform for us to really talk. I do understand okay. The HPV group is coming from, and I don't want HPV all over me, and I don't think that they're voice should go unheard. So I would love to do that if you could put us in touch.
Absolutely, I can do that here. We still have Mr. McCock's number available to you. I'll have Jerry. Jerry, can you get that to him? Now? I don't care. Stop looking at me like that. No, we'll put you together, certainly. We've got another caller here on the program. Caller, welcome to JJHI Radio. Caller, welcome to JJHI Radio. I thought we had a caller here. It sounds like someone fumbling.
Could be my son trying to use the phone again.
It might. Caller, you're on the program.
Hello, JJ. This is Steve Flowers, and I'd like to address the other caller talking about
Mr. McCock
taking no, the one before talking about taking away people's rights to fist and high five.
Okay.
And if they do hurt each other, that is a part of young life. That is a part of being young. Mm-hmm. It's not because they want to.
Mm-hmm.
It's because they either don't know how to. Most children do it in fun.
Sure. There's no reason to get...
Most kids fist bump to... In social situations,
I think so.
Most kids high five to give that slap, not to slap to hurt. And if he had his way and took away their fists, they would just get other fists on the street and bring them into schools, and they would illegally fist bump and high five in schools, and who knows what sort of danger that would bring into our school system.
Right. You're saying suppressing it is dangerous in its own way. Is that correct? Perhaps more dangerous than the standard handshake, antiquated method of greeting one another. Is that correct?
Well, right. If you take away their usage of their own appendage, mm-hmm. and if you take it away, they're just going to find another way to do it.
Sure.
And I think this person is trying to take away children's hands, and they're just going to find hands on the street and bring them to school.
I appreciate the call. Thank you for that. So what are your thoughts on that, Professor, in terms of individuals that are bump suppressed in their own homes, finding hands out on the street and, like the cat bringing in a dead bird, bringing in someone's severed hand into the class?
Yeah. So I'm not sure that your caller understands the dynamic at play here.
Could be.
It's true that taking away the way we use our hands could be a toxic situation for a young kid.
Yes.
And I think that, you know, that if you suppress a kid, yeah, that's going to find its way into their life in probably a more volatile type of way. I don't think that they're going to be picking up hands on the street and making like closed fists with severed hands and throwing or swinging them at people. I think that I can't imagine that happening, but it is a legitimate concern. And to be fair, also, I'm an advocate for replacing the handshake. So I can't sit here and tell your caller that, you know, we shouldn't be modifying the way people are using their hands, because I kind of do, to be honest. It's really not what my research is centered around.
Sure.
But it is certainly something that I think about.
Yeah. We're going to take another call here on JJHR Radio. Welcome to the program.
Hey, JJ. This is Jerry. I'm calling from East Texas. How you doing, bud?
Jerry, welcome to the program. Thank you for joining us.
Thanks for having me. And let me say, it's great to be a part of a program that respects this country.
Yes.
And I just got to say, I am tired and I am appalled at some of these people that want to take away our right to fist bump.
I share your opinion. It's very frustrating for the caveman-like behavior some people like to put on. It makes me wonder if they're just calling in to get attention. You know what I mean, Jerry?
I do. I think I do know what you mean. But the real reason I called is I'm thinking that we need to have a constitutional amendment to protect the right to fist bump. And I just wanted to see what you say about that, and I'll take your answer off the air.
Thank you, Jerry. Appreciate it. Professor, what are your thoughts on that in terms of just how important this is to protect individuals who want to fist bump versus those who need the handshake? Is it a minority of people as it stands that need that kind of protection?
If you had asked me before the pandemic, I would certainly tell you, yes, we're in a minority.
Sure.
And our fifth right is at risk. But because of new research coming out about the infectious disease transmission rates, it's become something that the Senate has really gotten behind. Mm-hmm. We're seeing the fist bump actually become quite a hot political topic. I'm sure some of your listeners saw the recent meeting with Biden. He met
President.
The Saudis,
Professor. President Biden. President Biden.
Oh, I'm sorry. President Biden.
President Biden.
There's that famous picture of him fist bumping one of the Saudi leaders. And that gave the impression that we're warming up to the Saudis, which, of course, is not politically favorable. So it's certainly a hot button topic when it comes to politics. Would I like to see constitutional amendments protect the fist bump? Of course. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah. I mean, look at these programs out there and people who are so against the fist bump, it worries me. I stay up at night. I think about this.
I can imagine. Folks, we're taking your calls at 210-888-9198 this evening on JJHI Radio. I have my host, Professor Morty Belcher. He's got his paper out regarding fist bumping this evening. We will be back here in just a moment, right after these messages. Thank you so much. Stay tuned.
Do you have no love in your life? Has love eluded you? Come to my house for woohoo waifus. I have everything you need. White, green, red, hairy, big, tiny, red. I already said red. I have the love of your life. If you can imagine it, I have it. So come to my house at 46872 New Fina River Road, New Mexico, 77327. I'll make sure you are well satisfied. No, I don't take returns. I don't take used waifus. Unless that's what you're into, then I can get you a new used waifu.
Hello, moms of America. Are you wondering what to feed your kids for dinner? Consider Krang's chipped beef. Only the highest quality beef parts that are 100% beef. Your kids will ask for it by name. More chipped beef, please!
JJHI Radio. And we're back here on the program, JJHI Radio, tonight taking your calls at 210-888-9198. Talking about fist bumping this evening. Got Professor Morty Belcher here with us to talk about fist bumping. Looks like we're taking another call this evening. Caller, go ahead.
So I got noise in the background. Hey.
Welcome to the program.
So I just got, there's gotta be a good way to shake the hand, a way to fist bump. There's gotta be a way to acknowledge. There's gotta be a way to acknowledge, I should think, right?
Sure.
What if it's like an up, a down, down, a left, right, left, right, and then a B and an A. I feel like that's just success. I mean, that's a perfect handshake.
Professor, I'm curious your take on that. That sounds an awful lot like a fatality finishing move in Mortal Kombat, correct? What are your thoughts? Is that too complex, an acknowledgement?
Yeah, I mean, you don't want to be exposing yourself. I mean, that's the whole point, in my opinion. That's why we fist bump over handshake. You don't want to be repetitively in contact with someone else's dirty knuckles. And you know, again, as an anthropologist, I do appreciate these customary greetings, but, you know, we've got to think about germs here, guys.
Thank you, caller, for the call and the question.
Thank you for having me.
So, Professor, we've had some opposition to the concept of fist bumping, despite it being so globally accepted and positively, I think, for the most part, interpreted. What can my listeners do to begin to integrate the fist bump more effectively in their day-to-day interactions with individuals?
Yeah, that's a good question, JJ. And I think the number one answer is just simply stay away from social media.
Sure.
We're getting this backlash mostly because of social media. It's enraging groups. It's mobilizing these fringe groups of people that don't want fist bump.
Right.
So I would say that's number one. Number two is, you know, do the fist bump appropriately. And that's actually where my research really, what it was centered around was how to perform it. And if I could, I just would like to educate your listeners. A lot of people don't know this. The fist bump is biomechanically should be performed with the thumb horizontal to the ground, not vertical. I see this all the time. Stop doing that, guys. You're actually, you know, if we do adopt the fist bump for the long haul, we're at risk of damaging the tendons in our wrist. And now, of course, I'm not a kinesiologist, but sure. I, as I mentioned, did work with one. And one of the main tendons at stake here is the flexor carpi ulnaris, which is a tendon in the wrist, right sort of on the back of the wrist, kind of hard to describe here, but it gets pinched when we do the fist bump vertically. So let's stop doing that, guys. Let's rotate our fists 90 degrees, okay? And do the fist bump correctly. Stay away from repetitive stress injuries, and let's keep those disease rates low.
It's a good message. Professor, thank you so much for coming on the program this evening.
Thank you for having me, JJ.
It's JJHI Radio. We'll be right back.
Chicken sandwiches.
Come on.
If we got a bird for you.
We got crispy, grilled, gluten-free, extra gluten, cookie crumble, deep-fried, air-fried, baked, boiled, smoked, air-dried, blow-dried.
Come on. Come on down, you piece of shit. Come on down to the Burger and Chicken Shack at the corner of I-10 and Blaylock.
JJHI Radio. Well, folks, that's it for this evening. We do appreciate you tuning in and all the great questions here over the phone. You're listening to this program on jjheadinterests.com. You're clicking the player, you're hitting play, and you're listening. Congratulations. If you came in a little bit late to this program, do not worry. It will be up shortly on Spotify. And you're also able to click the link that you want your podcast now. We heard you. Understood. You can click that link. And this recording archive of this program will be available to you free of charge. Free. Who doesn't like free? Coming up next week, be talking about the Weifu pimp controversy in Houston. As you see, many individuals driving around in low-end vehicles with decals of Japanese girls in the windows. We'll be discussing this with various different Weifu pimps throughout Houston. Should be an interesting program. We look forward to your calls on that. Jerry, put it away. Thanks. JJHI Radio this evening. Very successful program, I think, overall. 210-888-9198. Put it in your phone, folks. so that you can call after 9:30 every night. This program has been brought to you by the JJHI Alpha Group, who develop its content and also reach out to bring us brand new guests every week. We appreciate their effort. We look forward to next week. I wish you a productive rest of the week, folks, and also a pleasant weekend. Right? Yeah, that's a good idea. We'll see you next time, folks, on JJHI Radio. I'm JJ Head, and that's the program.